The question was asked, is there prohibition of negiyah through clothing? So in general, if one person puts their arm on someone, their hand on someone else's shoulder, just because it's through clothing, that's still a touch of affection. A hug through clothing is also affection. So in general, the prohibition is the same. If there is need to be lenient, for example, if one has a handicapped wife or some other need, then one would have to consult the halachic authority to figure out how we could do it. What's customary is that if one needs to call someone else's attention, so they'll tap him with a pen. Meaning if girls in college want to call a religious girl, wants to call a religious guy, she'll tap him on the shoulder with a pen or something. And that's not negiyah. That's understandable. If we're both carrying a baby's carriage up the steps, if a woman's going down the steps and you help her with a baby carriage, that's not touching her through clothing. You're both touching the same item, the same object. And by the same token, if a blind female asks a male to guide her, or a blind male asks a female, if they hold the stick together, or they hold the bag together, or something like that, then that's not negiyah. Whereas if he's holding onto her shoulder, or she's holding onto his shoulder or arm through a garment, so that's a little bit more problematic. So if it's necessary, one would have to consult the halachic authority what is permitted in which circumstances. In general, though, we treat it the same.